Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, evening, or morning. This is your old Uncle Mosh with Raiders Fan Radio, and you are in for a treat. Sit back and get ready to listen to one of the most insanely knowledgeable people you will ever meet talk about our beloved Raiders. Another episode coming your way of Silver and Black Flashback by Rich Schmelter, the author of the Raiders Encyclopedia.
Thank you so much, Uncle Mosh, for that awesome intro to Silver and Black Flashback, and I hope to keep on earning that praise you give me. And never to be left out is my man Murph, the host of the greatest Raiders podcast out there. Thanks so much, my friend, for the great opportunity you give me to be a part of Raiders Fan Radio, as well as having the chance to be a part of a network that helps out so many through the One Nation Foundation that benefits Raiders-related charities. And also, I cannot thank you enough for saying such awesome things about my new book, Championship Diary, about our Raiders Super Bowl 18 victory. And if you get a chance, Raider Nation, check it out on Amazon or go to the link provided on Murph's show. And to Murph's co-hosts, Swag Jeff and Michelle, and all of the Silver and Black faithful listening around the world, I am proud as hell to bring you the stories of the people and moments that helped make our Raiders history so glorious. And with all that being said, why not get on with this, our time together once again on this episode of Silver and Black Flashback. So during our time together, we have covered players on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball. But on this, the 63rd episode of Silver and Black Flashback, we are going to pay tribute to one of, if not the greatest special team performer in the history of our beloved Raiders, the pride of Kansas, Derek Jensen. One hell of a good guy, an awesome two-time Super Bowl champion. Born on April 27, 1956, in Waukegan, Illinois, to parents Arthur and Charlene Jensen, Derek and his family eventually settled 600 miles southwest of Waukegan in Osawatomie, Kansas. Wow, Raider Nation, that was a tough one. Thank you, Google Translate. Osawatomie is an area known for hot summers and mild to cool dry winters. It is located 61 miles to the southwest of Kansas City, and with young Derek's interest in football peaked at an early age, his devotion gravitated toward the Kansas City Chiefs. He received his first taste of playing football on a farm near his home with his brother and two sisters, who all laid claim to helping make their brother a football legend. I mean, what are siblings for, right? And then there was his mother, Charlene, who provided taxi service to practice when Derek began playing organized football in the sixth grade, and then all across the state of Kansas so that she could watch her son shine on the field. And shine he did, especially in his senior season of 1973 at Osawatomie High School. It was during that season, under head coach Bill Freeman, that the Trojans, clad in their red and white uniforms, dominated all 12 teams they faced en route to the 1973 Kansas 3A state championship, the school's second state football title, with the first one coming in 1966. Before starring as a tailback on that championship team, Jensen was actually moved to center during his junior season because the team was loaded with running backs. Derek took the move as a learning experience, and it gave him a better understanding of the game. The 1973 edition of the Trojans started off the season with a convincing 26-0 victory over Prairie View and were never threatened during the regular season. After a 32-6 pounding over Sumner, the Trojans rolled up 108 points on consecutive weeks while allowing no points. Scores of 33-7, 24-0, 33-0, 20-0, and 36-8 allowed the Trojans to finish the regular season at 9-0 while scoring 312 points and allowing a mere 21. Talk about total domination. In the playoffs, after an easy 22-7 win over Fort Scott, the Trojans had their first close game of the year in a 21-14 win over Shawnee Heights in the regional round of the playoffs. It was then on to the state championship game against the 11-0 Ulysses Tigers. The Trojans overcame three fumbles in the first half to prevail 15-0. After a scoreless first half, the Trojans drove 83 yards following the second half kickoff, with Derek Jensen scoring on a 4-yard run. The Trojans dominated the second half and allowed the Tigers only three first downs throughout the entire game. Domination was not only limited to first downs, as the Trojans' running attack, led by Jensen, gained 215 yards, and as a team, the Trojans had 16 first downs. With the 1973 state championship trophy proudly at home in the Osawatomie trophy case, it was time for star running back Derek Jensen to think about his athletic and academic future. Upon his high school graduation, Derek had earned four varsity letters, All-State honors in football in 1973 as a running back, and also ran track. Jensen decided on continuing his football and academic career at the University of Texas at Arlington, and despite being on teams that compiled a 15-29 record over his four varsity seasons, Derek stood out as the premier running back for his final three seasons, leading the Mavericks in rushing from 1975 through 1977 for head coach Harold Elliott. From a powerhouse state championship team to experiencing a 1-10 season as a freshman at Texas Arlington must have been a shock to Derek, but he got the opportunity to play on the varsity and ran for 202 yards and a touchdown. As the starting fullback during his sophomore season of 1975, Jensen ran for a team-high 759 yards out of the wishbone formation, and the team improved their record to 4-7. It was then, during his final two seasons as a Maverick, that Jensen earned incredible individual success on teams that finished 5-6 each year. As a junior in 1976, he finished with 1,266 rushing yards, which ranked him 8th in the nation in that category, and he also finished as the top rusher in the Southland Conference. His success earned him the 1976 Southland Conference Most Valuable Player of the Year Award. And as an encore to his great season, Jensen came back and repeated as the most valuable player of the Southland Conference by running for 1,119 yards in his senior year of 1977 and was also an honorable mention All-American. In all, over four seasons at Texas Arlington, Jensen rushed for 3,346 yards on 676 carries for a 4.9 yards per carry average and 14 touchdowns. He ran for over 100 yards 17 times and became the first running back in Southland Conference history to gain over 3,000 or more yards during his career. He also caught 19 passes for 186 yards and one touchdown. The 6'1", 225-pound fullback was no doubt the greatest running back in Texas Arlington history. With such a solid career behind him, it appeared that Jensen had a good chance to get drafted into the NFL, and the Oakland Raiders made that dream a reality by selecting him as the first pick of the third round and the 57th player selected overall in the 1978 college draft. Now, the thrill of being selected by an NFL team is amazing, right? However, in Jensen's case, it was a thrill, no doubt, but not the team he would have wanted to go to. For you see, growing up a Kansas City Chiefs fan, he hated the Raiders and dreamt of someday playing for the Chiefs and scoring many touchdowns against the Raiders. Well, many times the best laid plans do not work out, but Jensen's loyalty quickly took a major upswing about putting on the silver and black, the most awesome uniform in the NFL. Right, Raider Nation? Can I get a collective hell yes on that one? Even his father and some of his friends proudly started wearing Raiders t-shirts. With his loyalty then fully shifted over to the Raiders, Derek started on an 8-season career with the team from 1978 through 1985, with 5 of those seasons seeing him serve as special teams captain. He also performed as a running back and tight end over his career. He played in 106 games in a Raiders uniform, started 21 of them, and had a streak of 105 straight game appearances. He finished with 780 rushing yards on 224 carries and 5 touchdowns. He also caught 44 passes for 3 more scores and returned an onside kick 33 yards for a touchdown in 1980. He was a member of 2 Super Bowl winning teams in 1980 and 1983, and in the Super Bowl 18 mauling over the Washington Redskins, he delivered the greatest play of his professional career and lived up to his status as special teams captain. On a 4th-and-1 from the Washington 30, the Redskins were forced to punt. The Raiders were lined up in a 9-man rush formation, and Jensen cut inside of Washington's Otis Wansley, and when Clint Didier went over to block Lester Hayes, Jensen had a clear path to the punter. He jumped up, blocked the kick, and then outraced his teammates to pounce on the loose ball in the end zone for the game's first score with 10 minutes and 8 seconds still left in the first quarter. On August 19, 1986, during that season's training camp, the Raiders cut their roster down to 60 players, and Derek was one of the players released to allow the team to get to that number. The 30-year-old did whatever was asked of him during his professional career and took the news of his release in stride. He felt his time was nearing its end and said he was going back home to Texas where he had a real estate license. However, football lured him back, and in 1991, Jensen began working as a scout for the Seattle Seahawks, remaining with them for 22 seasons until he was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease in 2012. Despite the news, Derek never wanted anyone to feel sorry for him, saying that he led a great life and had the chance to live out a dream of playing professional football. On August 7th, 2017, Derek Jensen died at age 60 in Panama City Beach, Florida. Upon hearing the news of his passing, the Seattle Seahawks announced that they would rename their draft room in his honor. He also had an overpass in Osawatomie named in his honor. He was a soft-spoken man and a good listener. Yes, Raider Nation, once again, Derek Jensen was one hell of a good guy. Rest well, number 31, and thank you for the memories. You did all special team members proud for 3/4 of a decade and came away from the experience as a champion on the field as well as off of it. And just like that, our time is coming to an end once again, but not before I dish out some major respect to some incredible people. I am truly very lucky to be able to be called an author of several books. But I am even luckier to have my favorite power couple, Bruce and Janine, guiding me along with some awesome advice. I am currently finishing up the first of several projects pertaining to Marilyn Monroe's films. Now, there have been more than a fair share of books dedicated to this screen legend, but I so wanted to partake in another one. However, what I needed was a new approach to help make the projects fresh. It was then that Bruce and Janine advised me on a unique twist, and damn if it was not incredible. With the new approach supplied by these two great friends, I have been able to put together a project never before seen, and I cannot wait to release the first one very soon. Also helping me out with the same project was another good friend, Samantha, one of the top Marilyn Monroe experts in the field. I figured that if I could impress such an expert such as Samantha, then I knew I was on the right track. Luckily, she liked it, and that sparked my confidence to new heights. And yes, Samantha, I promise not to let you or the hordes of Maryland fans down. I will do our girl proud. Thank you so much to all three of you. It is an honor to know you. And also, it's an honor to know Matt and Josh, who always are there to offer advice, whether my projects pertain to Hollywood history, sports, or gangsters. As always, thanks so much, guys. All right, my silver and black faithful. I love and thank you all for listening. And I so love doing this show. What an awesome family we have. And now, all together, loud and proud, let's bring this one home. And how do we do it? With four simple words. So, ready. One, two, three. Let me hear it, Matt, Bruce, Bamba, and everyone else. Here we go. Love you, Raider Nation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.